In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
And so shall it be in Jesus' name.
For Jesus.
Hebrews chapter 11 tonight. We go to our anchor scriptures. Hebrews 11:8-10. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Tonight,
yeah,
we are going to continue in our journey. But you remember in part 8 of the message, I was talking about altars. I'm saying that if you are not addicted to one altar, it means another altar is controlling your life. Abraham left his father's house. The Bible didn't say he dwelt in the land. He settles in the tabernacle. Why? Because there was an altar he needed to relate with. He wasn't sharing testimony of how great the land is or what God has told him about the land. No, the Bible says he dwells in the tabernacle with him and his children. Some of us are consumed by the physical things that we can see with our eyes. But Abraham knew more of the value of spiritual things more than the physical. Until we build a house, God is not good to us. If we have not bought a car, God is not good to us. Until there's money in our account, God is not good to us. A proof that we are carnal in nature. Altars. Last week I was able to share with you 4 different altars that Abraham erected. First was the altar of consecration. He did this when he left his father's house to prove to God that now I'm not going to follow the idols of my fathers. I will stick with God and purge myself from every idolatry. The second altar, the Bible says, Abraham began to call upon the Lord from this altar. The first one is in Genesis chapter 12. The second one is in Genesis chapter 13. Where he began to call upon the Lord, Genesis 13, 18. He began to call upon the Lord. In this altar, Abraham was able to negotiate with God in order to go and deliver Lot, his cousin, in chapter 14. Abraham
build another altar. This altar now was the altar the Bible says that was in the altar where Abraham declared his friendship with God. That's the altar of league. He became the friend of God. No wonder in chapter 18 God said, Abraham my friend, how shall I destroy Sodom and Gomorrah without telling Abraham my friend? The fourth altar, the Bible calls it the altar where Abraham entered covenant with God. I told you it is called the well of oaths. So I was not shocked that at the end of the day, in Genesis chapter 22, God himself said, Abraham, I swear by myself. Why? It was a response to the swearing that Abraham did in the previous altar.
He said,
interesting the way God responds to our relationship with him. The third altar, Abraham said, I'm making a league with God. I want to become the friend of God. And in chapter 18, God said, how shall I destroy Sodom and Gomorrah without telling Abraham my friend? God cannot relate better to you than the way you relate with him. He won't beg you. After the fourth altar of oaths, God himself said, Abraham, I swear by myself. Up till now, I can't still fathom that transaction between Abraham. How can God swear to prove to a man that he will keep what he said? But of course, the teaching opens me up to understand the power of altar. That through an altar you can change the course of nature, you can change the course of spirit. The fifth altar is the altar of sacrifice. These are five altars that Abraham erected in his days. The fifth altar is the altar of sacrifice. I'm trusting the Lord tonight that he will give me a chance for you. So that you will get the message and go back home desperately with the knowledge and the understanding of altars. I
want to
pray for somebody that every altar working against your destiny and that of your children, as the Lord liveth tonight, I decree those altars will fall. No major transaction will happen in the life of a man through the influence of a spirit without an altar. That's not what I said. There will be no transaction if there will be an influence over a man's life without, through the influence of a spirit, without an altar. You must erect an altar to do business with spirits. I told you last week. For Balaam to curse the children of Israel, he requested for an altar. I told you the shrine has nothing significant in it than altar. The church has nothing significant to it than the altar. No altar. No transaction with the spirit. And this is where many of us are missing it, even as believers. I pray tonight. The Lord will give you understanding. Help me with a better amen. There has to be a living altar. The altar of sacrifice is the peak and the ultimate of all altars. God said, your altar must daily be activated. Your altar must daily be activated. Once you have an altar, it is required of thee that you must make it to be alive. Or else there will be no transaction between you and spirit. I'll remind you again.
What wrong, little echo?
If you are not addicted to your own altar, it's a proof that one altar is controlling your life. When you feel tired to read Bible, when you feel tired to pray and fast, it's a proof that there is an altar that is working against you. Because anything that can take you away from your altar is separating you from divine assistance. Am I communicating?
Yes.
Am I communicating? Shout hallelujah if you are here with me. Okay. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 12. Look at very significant words there. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it, and it shall not be put out, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings. The fire shall ever be burning the altar upon the altar. It shall never go out. Okay. You remember the story of Elijah challenging the prophet of
Baal,
because at the point in time the entire nation of Israel went into idolatry. They refused to follow Yahweh. And so God was not pleased with the land. So Elijah said, how can I be in this land? And there will be demons and oppression of the enemy over the people of God. Let me show you something. Do you know that until you become conscious of the activities of your enemy, you will never overcome them? Some of us are under the dominion power of altars and demons, yet we are comfortable there. You don't even know. You are just living your life anyhow. Elijah said, I cannot be here. And idolatry will fill the land. He said, you prophet of Baal. 100. Each of them offering a sacrifice upon a demonic altar. And the people of God, instead of raising their own altar, they abandoned their altar. So there was a dominion power of the enemy over the children of Israel. Listen to me. Anytime a child of God loses his own altar, the altar and the prophet of God will reign and dominate over them. Some of you need to please follow me tonight. I am trusting God that you will get this message. Baal rule when the altar of God is not in place. Let me show you a strategy. Some of you will go back home tonight and become angry in the spirit. Because you must uproot some altars and you must build another one. You know what Elijah did? He said, I know you have outnumbered me. I'm the only prophet challenging you. And I know 400 priests means 400 altars. You know what he did? He said, let us come together and call upon the God whom the entire nation should serve. But Elijah was a smart man. Please pay attention tonight. Pay attention. He was a very smart man. When he called them to challenge which God is the real one, he didn't allow them to call upon their God in their altar. He moved them out of their altar and brought them to the mountain of his own altar. I told you, you don't have a say if an altar is not backing you. Without an altar, you don't have utterance. Without an altar, you don't have utterance. So Elijah said, come to the mountain. Leave your altar at home. Come to my own mountain and call upon your God. They were callable. They cry and their God could not hear because without an altar you can't communicate with the spirit. I told you last week, the reason why many of you, your prayers are not answered, the reason why you are crying to God and he's not responding, is because you are calling upon God on the altar of your father's house. You have not broken it. You are calling on God even though in Mesitron missions there's a living altar here, but you are yet to connect to the living altar. You are still connected to your father's altar. That's what Elijah did. The God of the altar that they were standing upon will not respond to them because he's not the God they sacrificed to. Am I communicating? Oh, my investigating team, they didn't come today. Are they here? I have at least one representative. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I've not started today's sermon. I'm making a recap. Because today I'm speaking on part 9 of spiritual journey. So they were on another altar.
Wọ́n sì wà lórí pẹpẹ mìíràn.
Not their own altar.
Ìjẹ pẹpẹ tí wọ́n.
The one that they are used to.
Eléyìí tí wọ́n mọ̀.
The altar that recognized them.
Pẹpẹ tó dá wọn mọ̀.
You remember last week I told you.
Pẹpẹ mo sọ fún yín lọ́jọ́ kan.
I said a man has no identity without an altar.
Pé èèyàn ò ní orúkọ tàbí ní nǹkan kan tí ò bá ní pẹpẹ.
And I said.
Mo sọ pé.
Ranks are given to men.
Ipò ẹ̀tọ́ a fún àwọn ènìyàn ní ẹ̀tọ́.
Ipò. Ranks are given to men in the spirit.
A fún àwọn ènìyàn ní ipò nínú ẹ̀mí.
When they start looking like their altar.
Tí wọ́n bá ti ń jọ pẹpẹ wọn.
You didn't catch that.
Èyí ò tí ẹ̀ tí ì rí yẹn gbọ́.
You can look like your altar.
Abodo ele jo pepe
whatever altar that is ruling your life people can tell we can see the result
pepe ti o ba ndari aye re o mo jo awon yo si ri
an altar gives you identity
pepe ni o fun o ni
when you become when you start looking like the altar
so ba ti njo pepe un
you get rank you can be used to your altar and you become a living altar
tó bá ti tí pẹpẹ rẹ bá ti mọ lára ó sì di pẹpẹ ààyè fúnra rẹ.
Okay, let's call upon the God who respond.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wá pé Ọlọ́run tí ó lè dáhùn.
Smart man.
Kì í ṣe ènìyàn.
Smart man.
Ọkùnrin ọlọgbọ́n.
Oh my God! I wish they know that Elijah was playing on their intelligence.
Elijah
knew the principle that governs our voice being echoed in the spirit.
Oh my! Àwọn ìlànà tí ó tẹ̀lé ìbáṣepọ̀.
Let me show you something. I don't care how important your call is.
Kò sí tó kàn mí pẹ̀lú bí.
I don't care who you want to call.
I don't care
how serious the matter is.
When
you dial that number.
To ba ti pe number.
No matter how urgent it
is. The
sim will take your call to your altar in MTN's office.
Ẹ̀rọ ìbánisọ̀rọ̀ sọ̀rọ̀ rẹ yóò mú èsì rẹ lọ sí MTN office.
When he check the altar in MTN's office and there's no sacrifice upon your altar, your credit, it will bounce back your call.
Tó bá ti fẹ́ pé tó bá ti pé ò ní owó lórí ẹ̀rọ ìpè rẹ kò sí ò ní lè pè síbi tó fẹ́ pè sí.
I pray God will give you understanding.
Mo sì gbàdúrà pé Kọ́lọ́run fi òye fún ọ láṣálẹ̀.
You want to call.
O fẹ́ pé.
There's an emergency. But unfortunately you have no copper in your line.
Wà lówó lórí ẹ̀rọ ìbánisọ̀rọ̀.
When you make that call.
Tó o bá wá pe náà.
Something invisible will happen.
Nǹkan kan tí ò fojú rí wà ṣẹlẹ̀.
Everybody may not see it.
Wọ́n ní rí kùsẹ̀ tí ó rí.
But immediately.
Ṣùgbọ́n lójú ẹsẹ̀.
Your call will travel.
Ìpè rẹ ó sì rìn àjò.
To go and check your database, your bank, your credit balance. Yóò lọ wo
pé olówó àti pé àbó ò ní.
Once MTN say he doesn't have money yet.
Àbá wà ní pé olówó ń bẹ̀.
The call bounce back.
Ìpè rẹ ó sì padà wá bá ọ. Kò ní lọ ibi tó yẹ kó lọ.
It is granted to work when there is a credit in your account.
Tó o bá lówó lórí ẹ̀rọ ìbánisọ̀rọ̀ ó lè pè.
This is what happened to us, sir.
In tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ sí wa
ní sáà. When we cry to God for help.
À ń ké pe Ọlọ́run.
Our voices are considered to check if there's an altar behind us.
Ohun wa a ó yẹ̀ wò bóyá a ní.
Not just an altar, a living one.
Kì í ṣe pẹpẹ lásán ṣùgbọ́n pẹpẹ ààyè.
Once your cry went through the realm of the spirit and there's no altar.
Ìbẹ̀ rẹ bá ti wá lọ nínú ẹ̀mí tí ò sí pẹpẹ ààyè.
Your prayer bounced back.
Àdúrà rẹ ó ti padà wá bá ọ.
That's why we have been mounting for years. Ìtò ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ ṣe
á fi lọ sórí òkè fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọdún tí ò ní sí èsì àdúrà rẹ.
Am I communicating?
Jẹ́ mo bá wa sọ̀rọ̀.
Are we together? So the prophet of Baal.
Àwọn wòlíì Baali.
Baal.
Wọ́n wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kígbe.
Answer us by fire.
Ẹ wà lóhun o.
We know you know us.
Ọlọ́run Baali ó mọ̀ wá àwa náà mọ̀ o.
When their voice left the realm of the flesh.
Nígbà tí ohun wọn sì kúrò ní ipò tí a.
And enter the realm of the spirit.
Ó sì dé ipò tí ẹ̀mí.
He check.
A sì yẹ̀ wò.
There was no altar.
Kò sí pẹpẹ.
That backs them up.
Tí ó tì wọ́n lẹ́yìn.
And then Elijah said, cry very more.
Elijah told him, "Oh, ne, e paro dada o, boya yo gbo yin.
Maybe Baal is sleeping.
Boya boya Olorun yin ti sun ni.
He knew what he did.
O mo n to se o.
if he had allowed them to stay in their shrine
so
to call upon fire, fire will have fallen. Because Moses cast his rod in Egypt. It became a snake. Well, unfortunately for him, the astrologers and the magicians in Egypt were still in their altar area. So they cast their own stick, it became snake as well. Short version, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Who told you they can't call down fire? If they have their altar, sir, fire will come. But he took them away from their altar and gathered them in his own altar. And his own altar does not recognize them. They didn't recognize his altar. So they cry in the spirit. It was a mere noise because there's no altar to echo it. Could this be the reason why many Christians are poor? Could this be the reason why Christians are defeated? Could this be the reason why prophecies keep coming and there's no fulfillment? Whatever separates you from altar, separates you from purpose. Even Ogu, the gods of iron, they sacrifice dog on them. Please pay attention this night. Stop going. Your Christian life is too. You are taking it too childish. No deity will respond to any man. Except there is a living sacrifice upon an
altar.
You can have an altar. There has to be a sacrifice upon it. Listen, altars are activated by the amount of the sacrifice laid upon it. Listen, until the understanding of sowing and reaping principle become flesh and blood, part and parcel of us, we will never be able to receive all that God has at his plan to deliver to us. If you don't understand the mystery of putting a sacrifice upon your altar, you will continually operate on a dead altar. Without sacrifice, altars don't respond. Without sacrifice, altars are not activated. I'm not denying that some of you don't have altars. But many altars are because sacrifice are not laid upon them. Spiritual journey. Part 9. You know how we do teachings here? We are not teaching you bread and butter, milk and honey. No, we teach you the real deal so that you can become. No sacrifice on your altar. You don't have a living altar. Did you notice that Elijah prepared the altar and kill a bullock and cast the meat upon his altar. Even they want to call God to respond by fire. That's all they want to do. God, respond by fire. Yet, they kill a bull and place the meat upon the altar.
Ṣé a rí pé when Elijah ó pa màlú ó sì tẹ sórí pẹpẹ òun Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ké pé o ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n láti kọ́kọ́ ṣe ìrúbọ náà.
I'm talking about the sacrifice, the altar of sacrifice.
Mo ń sọ̀rọ̀ lórí pẹpẹ ìrúbọ.
God's ultimate agenda was achieved by the mystery and the principle of sacrifice.
Ohun tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ṣe tó ga jù ibi ìdí pẹpẹ ìrúbọ òun ni àti ló ti
ṣe. God wants to redeem humanity.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ gba èèyàn là.
But a sacrifice was placed upon an altar for you and I.
A ṣe ìrúbọ lórí pẹpẹ fún èmi àti ìwọ.
Jesus was placed on the altar.
Jesu a sì tẹ sórí
pẹpẹ. He was slaughtered for you and I.
Àpá fún èmi àti ìwọ.
If God cannot achieve his own agenda without a sacrifice.
Ọlọ́run bá lè mú èrò ti ẹ̀ ṣe láì jẹ́ pé ó ṣe ìrúbọ.
How do you think you are going to succeed without
a
sacrifice?
Ìwọ ṣe wá lérò pé ó ṣàṣeyọrí láì jẹ́ pé ó ṣe ìrúbọ sórí pẹpẹ rẹ.
The people in the world knows this.
Àwọn ènìyàn ayé wọn mọ eléyìí.
When I'm talking of sacrifice, please stop thinking I'm talking of sowing seed of money.
Tí máa ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ìrúbọ, mo rò pé mo ń sọ̀rọ̀ owó.
You know us here, we don't raise seed.
Ẹ mọ̀ pé àrùgbọ owó ń bí báyìí o.
We don't raise money.
Àwọn yìí sọ pé mo owó wá ń bí yìí o.
It's left to you after all this teaching. It's left to you to even give offering.
Ó kù sọ́wọ́ rẹ láti sanwó rẹ tàbí ṣe ohun tó bá yẹ kó ṣe.
Your choice.
Ope tó bá wù ọ́ ni kò ṣe.
We are not living by your offering and tithe.
Kì í ṣe owó ọrẹ la fi ń gbé.
But no sacrifice on your altar.
Ṣùgbọ́n tí o bá ti sí ìrúbọ lórí pẹpẹ rẹ.
Forget about a living altar.
Gbàgbé pẹpẹ
ayé. What make altar to be living is the sacrifice upon it.
Ìṣe ó jẹ́ kí pẹpẹ ó wà láàyè òun ni iye
ìrúbọ ṣáà. And until you have a living altar.
Àgbà tó o bá dẹ̀ ní pẹpẹ ayé.
You can't transact with spirit.
O lè dúnàdúrà pẹ̀lú wọn
nílẹ̀. You can't call them for help.
O lè bèrè kankan nínú ẹ̀mí.
You can ask them to work on your behalf.
O lè sọ pé wọ́n ṣe
kankan. You can't receive from the spirit.
O lè gba kankan nínú ẹ̀mí.
Let me tell you something before we end up tonight. In Judges chapter 6,
there are
a lot of things there, but let me summarize it. The children of Israel were under the bondage of the Midianites. When they plant, these people take away their labor. Israel was under the oppression of the enemy.
Àwọn ọ̀tá wọn sì ń fìyà jẹ àwọn ọmọ Ísíráélì.
So one day,
ọjọ́ kan,
an angel appeared before Gideon.
Angel sì yọ sí Gideon.
And he said, "Thou mighty man of valor."
Wọ́n ní ìwọ ọmọ alágbára Valoni.
And then he said,
ó wá sọ pé,
"Mighty man ke."
Alágbára ke.
If the Lord is with us.
Ó ń bá wa pẹ̀lú wa.
How can all these things be happening to us?
Ṣé wá lè dín tí gbogbo eléyìí ṣẹlẹ̀ sí wa?
And then the man said, no, don't worry, God is with you. You, this understanding that you have, that if God is with you, you're supposed to go in this thy might, and you will deliver your land.
Angeli wa sọ pé, mo ṣe ìyọnu Ọlọ́run wà pẹ̀lú èrò rẹ̀ yìí lọ nínú agbára yìí kó o sì gba ilẹ̀ yìí là.
Well, he quickly recognized that it was an angel.
Ó sì wá rí pé Angeli ló ń bá òun sọ̀rọ̀.
And then he made an offering to him.
Ó wá ṣe ìrúbọ.
And then, you know, he tested him. The angel was patient to confirm all the tests. At the end of the day, in chapter 6, he received the calling. Then, God, chapter 6, God mandated him and said, Gideon.
Ọlọ́run sì wá kàn nípa fún Gideon.
I have called you to deliver the land.
Ó ní mo ti pè ọ́ láti gba ilẹ̀.
But right now, before you can proceed to deliver, go to your father's house, pull down his altar, the altar of
Baal.
I thought that would be the all. Then God told him, pick a lamp of 7 months and build an altar unto the Lord and make a sacrifice upon the altar. He said, and the Lord will give you the deliverance of
Israel.
Chapter 7, he prepared. Chapter 8, preparing. And in chapter 8, the Lord gave Israel victory over their enemies. I thought God could have asked them to just go to war like that. No, sir. It doesn't work that way. So the main issue was not disobedience. The main issue was the altar.
Israelites
were laboring. Nothing was working because there was an altar. Israel were oppressed of their enemies. They could not deliver themselves because an altar is standing. Listen. When your labor become unprofiting, or you are only surviving, that is, you are supposed to be a chemical engineer, but you have found yourself doing A for apple, B for ball. You have changed the gear of your destiny. You know, because the Bible says, Gideon was in the wine press with the wheat. He was supposed to be in the threshing floor. But because of the enemies, he took all the wheat of the threshing floor, he took it to the wine press. So he was in the wrong location just to hide from the enemy to survive. So anytime a chemical engineer, a computer scientist find himself doing A for apple, B for ball, that's not where you're supposed to be. You are in a wrong location. It's a proof that there's an altar that is hindering you from fulfilling purpose. Many of us, many of us, we are only where we are right now just because of survivor. There is a purpose and destiny that we know that God has arranged for us, but we are not getting there yet. But we need to eat. Some of us are back to the farm now. Farming. And the business idea in our head is dying. Some of us, we are now slave girl, slave boy, servant, serving rich people. And yet we know within ourselves that we are supposed to be CEOs. Gideon was pressing wheat in one press, wrong location.
Gideon
Please listen. He was threshing wheat in a wine press. He was supposed to thresh wheat in a threshing floor, not in wine press. He took the wrong thing to the wrong location. Yes, because the enemy is at work. Number 3. When your living becomes uncertain, when uncertainty is in your path, you are not even sure of tomorrow. And you are just living. It's a proof that there's an altar. So the angel told him, you are going to bring solution to the land, but destroy the altar of
Baal.
And when he destroyed that altar, The people in the land, they too, they are suffering, you know, yet they came to accuse him. Authorities in the land. Because it is the altar that they are eating. God will give you understanding. So God said, now that you have destroyed that altar, build another one. He said, don't stop. Find a lamb of 7 months and slaughter and put it upon the altar. And he did so. And God gave them victory. Tonight, the Lord will give you victory. I like a better amen. The Lord will give you victory. When all you are doing is just to live and survive, you are not even sure of why God has asked you to come to this world. You are not pursuing purpose. Today, they say it's corn that is available. You sell it.
Water.
Tomorrow, banana.
Another
popcorn.
Popcorn.
They say it's all yes.
They
say it's all meal.
All meal.
They say it's all die.
They
say it's all finish. You apply. All meat. Oh yes. All road. At the end of the day, if you look right here, all finish me. How can you be living your life on any available vacancy? It's a proof that there's an altar manipulating your
destiny.
You'll be delivered tonight. When you begin to see consistent patterns in your life that are not scriptural, it's a proof that you need to rise and wage war against an altar.
To ba tin ri awon isele kan to nsele laye re to si tin jora won to njora won eyi tumo si pe o bodo gbadura tako pepe buruku na.
That evil altar
pepe buruku
did not allow Gideon to know that he was a man of might.
Ko ti e je ki Gideon ni mo pe eni alagbara
lo. Gideon said, thou mighty man of valor. So evil altars in our father's house will shrink and hide the potential of God inside of us. You will be brilliant but nothing. Smart but poor. Wise but in penury. Altars of your father's house, they will be destroyed tonight. In God's eye, Gideon was a mighty man of valor. So the power to destroy the enemy was within them. But because there was an evil altar around, and he himself had not built another altar, he could not overcome. He could not see the victory. He could not rise above the situation of the land. I prophesy to somebody. In your father's house, you will rise. In Nigeria, you will rise. Whatever is killing others, limiting their potential, will not limit you in the name of Jesus. When I build my own altar, even with all level result, I was made a manager of a multi-million company. They were not seeing my qualification. They saw the altar behind me. Master degree holders were there. They didn't pick them. They picked me among them. I told you, it is the way people relate with you that you begin to know the altar working in your life. If everybody hates you, there's an altar for that. If there's no mercy or favor in your life, it's a proof of an altar. If there's no blessing in your life, there's an altar. The Lord will give you understanding. Men address you not by your look or your stature. Respond to your life according to the altar backing you. Abraham.
Abraham
took his son. Place him on the altar. He was about to cut his neck. And the Lord says, stop. Kill him from your heart already. So it's enough. Take him. Or pick another ram. I won't say you should go free. Kill this ram instead. Altar. A living one. After he slaughtered the ram. God said, I swear by myself, in blessing I will bless you. A king was in a battle. And the children of Israel were coming with all might and destroying this man. And the king said, I don't have more army to fight this people. I know we are defeated. What can I do? He remembered the principle of altar. He picked his first son, who is supposed to be the prince in the land, and he slaughtered him. And he spread his blood upon the altar. And that day, the Bible says the battle turned against the children of Israel. From today, you will not be defeated anymore. Please, am I communicating? Do you even understand at all? The issue at times is not even the altar. The issue is because it's a dead one. We are not putting sacrifice on our altars. And until your altar becomes a living altar, you cannot communicate, transact with spirit. And whatever is not settled in the spirit cannot be settled in the physical. Do you have an altar? Is he a living one? The best way to attract spirit is through an altar. Great sacrifice.
If it not bogi tafile ba awon emi soro, oni lati ni pepe aye.
This man slaughtered
his son.
And he received a divine help.
O si gba iranlowo lati orun.
Anytime you desire a change or shift in your life or destiny, offer a great sacrifice on your
altar.
Spirit don't respond to talk, they respond to sacrifice.
Awon emi won kin down si ohun tabi oro, won man down si irubo.
But evil spirit, both spirit of God.
Ati emi buruku ati emi Olorun pepe ni won dahun.
The only language they understand.
Or ede kan ti won gbo.
Sacrifice.
Oni irubo.
When you decree something,
to ba so nkan,
they will check.
Wa yewo.
Their record.
Wa wo ninu
akosile. Sacrifice have you paid?
Ye gbe ebo melo lo ti ru.
Gideon got results through sacrifice.
Gideon is serious. Ni pastor Eboriru.
Elijah got results through sacrifice.
Elijah rib esigba.
Abraham got results through sacrifice.
Abraham na gba esi.
Solomon got results through sacrifice.
Solomon na gba esi nipa Eboriru.
God himself got results through sacrifice. Who do you think you are? Without sacrifice, you are going to get nothing.
O le ri kankan gba.
Is your altar alive?
Ǹjẹ́ pẹpẹ rẹ wà láàyè
bí? He said.
Ó sọ pé.
The fire must not quench on your altar.
Iná ò gbọdọ̀ kúrò ní pẹpẹ rẹ.
It must burn daily, every morning.
Ojoojúmọ́ lára àárọ̀ ló gbọdọ̀ máa
jó. Ephesians 6:12. It must burn daily. And he went to verse 13, he said, and the fire will not quench forever.
Ó sọ ní ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlá, ó ní iná òun yóò sì ní kú láéláé.
So, this my altar.
Pepe me.
There had to be a both time sacrifice and material sacrifice.
Abodo se irubo akoko ati irubo ohun ni.
How do I make my altar a living one?
Báwo ni mo ṣe lè sọ pẹpẹ mi ní pẹpẹ ayé?
It will cost you time.
Yóò gbà ó ní àkókò.
It will cost you material.
Yóò sì gbà ó ní ohun ni.
For instance,
bí àpẹẹrẹ,
if you want to break down the altar of your father's house,
tó o bá fẹ́ wó pẹpẹ ilé bàbá rẹ,
go to your altar of prayer.
Lọ sí orí pẹpẹ àdúrà rẹ.
Don't pray 10 minutes.
Má gba àdúrà ìṣẹ́jú mẹ́wàá.
10 minutes prayer is not sacrificial.
Ìtẹ̀ ìgbà àdúrà ìṣẹ́jú mẹ́wàá ò kì í ṣe ìrúbọ.
Let me show you something.
Jẹ́ ǹfin kankan hàn.
The best way to raise an altar. Ọ̀nà tó dára.
Ọ̀nà tó dára láti gbé pẹpẹ kalẹ̀ òun ni nípasẹ̀ àdúrà rẹ.
Don't pray 30 minutes to break an altar. It's a waste of time.
Má gbàdúrà ọgbọ̀n ṣẹ́jú láti wó pẹpẹ kan kalẹ̀. Òun fà kóre ṣòfò ni o.
Don't pray 1 hour to break an altar.
Má gbàdúrà wákàtí kan láti wó pẹpẹ kalẹ̀. Òun fà kóre
ṣòfò ni. You want to pull down an altar?
O fẹ́ wó pẹpẹ kalẹ̀.
Sacrifice time.
Fi àkókò rẹ rúbọ.
6 hours.
Wákàtí mẹ́fà.
10 hours.
Wákàtí mẹ́wàá.
12 hours.
Wákàtí méjìlá.
Máka kókó pakatakata.
O ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fèdè
kọ. Impulse keep pakata.
Bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fèdè
kọ. 10 hours.
Wákàtí mẹ́wàá.
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
You have paid the price of time.
O ti san ìdíyelé ti àkókò.
Let me show you something.
Jẹ́ fi kankan hàn.
The second thing you can do is to add fasting to that prayer.
Nkankan ìkejì tó tún lè ṣe ni pé kó o fi àwẹ̀ kún àdúrà rẹ.
Let me tell you the advantage of fasting.
Jẹ́ ń sọ.
See, I've had a lot of messages that prayer cannot change, fasting cannot change God. It's a lie.
Mo ti gbọ́ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀.
Read your Bible.
Many
times God want to do something, people fasted and God changed his mind.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìgbà tí Ọlọ́run bá fẹ́ ṣe nǹkan, àwọn èèyàn gbàgbọ́ Ọlọ́run sì yí ọkàn rẹ̀ padà.
I told you that fasting cannot change God.
Ta ló sọ fún ọ pé àwẹ̀ ló
yí ọkàn Ọlọ́run padà? Fasting changed mind.
Àwẹ̀ máa ń yí ọkàn padà. Àwẹ̀ máa ń yí ọkàn padà.
Fasting changed man.
Àwẹ̀ máa ń yí ọkàn padà.
Fasting changes man.
Àwẹ̀ máa ń yí ènìyàn padà.
It changes God's opinion.
Ó máa ń yí èrò Ọlọ́run padà.
And God repented of what he wants to do.
Ọlọ́run sì ó yí tó fẹ́ ṣe padà.
Let me tell you the secret of fasting.
Jẹ́ kí n sọ àṣírí àwẹ̀ fún yín.
When you decide to build an altar or break one evil altar.
Tó o bá ìgbà tó o bá ti pinnu láti wó pẹpẹ kan kalẹ̀ tàbí láti kọ́ ìgbà.
Sacrifice time.
Ṣe fi àkókò ṣe
orúkọ. If you want to use night.
Tó o bá fẹ́ lo alẹ́.
Wake up by 12.
Yí ni aago méjìlá òru.
Don't pray 1 hour and sleep again.
Wọ́n sọ wákàtí kan kó o lọ sùn.
Pray till daybreak.
Gbàdúrà tí ojú òfin mọ́.
Till 5 a.m.
Di aago márùn-ún àárọ̀.
Every evil altar.
Gbogbo pẹpẹ
of my father's house.
Ilé bàbá mi.
Causing delay.
Tó ń fa
causing backwardness.
Tó ń fa
ìlú. I pull you down.
Mo bu ọkalẹ̀.
Spend 5 to 6 hours on that matter.
Lo wákàtí mẹ́fà.
Let me show you something.
Márùn-ún sí mẹ́fà.
When you add fasting to such prayer.
Tó o bá wá fi àwẹ̀ kún.
Let me tell you the power of fasting.
Ṣé n sọ agbára àwẹ̀.
You see, anytime you fast.
Gbàgbọ́ tó o bá ti gbà
àwẹ̀. Do you notice that people slim when they are fasting?
Jẹ́ máa wò pé àwọn èèyàn máa ń rù tán bá gbà àwẹ̀.
Did you notice?
Ẹ má rí pé àwọn èèyàn máa ń rù tán bá gbà àwẹ̀.
Why?
Kí nìdí?
Anytime you fast.
Tó o bá ti gbà àwẹ̀.
You are burning your blood.
Òun yọ ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ nìyẹn.
And the Bible says.
Bíbélì sọ pé.
Nobody should eat blood.
Kò sẹ́ni tó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ ẹ̀jẹ̀.
Because the life of an animal. Torí pé inside the blood.
Ẹ̀mí ẹranko inú ẹ̀jẹ̀ ló.
If you fast.
Tó o bá gbà àwẹ̀.
And pray for long.
Tó o gbàdúrà fún.
Let me tell you what you are doing. You are offering life upon your altar.
Òun
there is no way. This will not change.
Kò sí bí nǹkan ò ṣe ní yí padà.
The problem is when you are fasting.
Wàhálà ni pé tó bá ti ń gbàwẹ̀.
You are looking at time.
O ti ń wá ago.
Your mind has already eaten.
Ọkàn rẹ ti jẹun.
Your mind has already. Your ǹjẹ́ ǹdẹ́ dùn ṣáà kí wàá ṣe pé mo ń gbàwẹ̀.
If not because I'm fasting, this food is very sweet.
Ó ga o. Your fasting is not sacrificial in nature.
Awere o se irubo.
Am I communicating? But when you are there, say, if I die, I die. If I perish, I perish. You stop eating. You enter 3 days dry fasting. And you are there crying.
To
even
utter.
You press until you know. You will know when your prayers
are.
The sacrifice upon your altar will come by time. It's time. It's
time. 30 minutes
prayer, 1 hour prayer cannot change your life. You must press in time. You must defeat time. I remember one night when our brother was still in the hospital. We were here. And it was raining heavily. I said, Lord, I'm willing to pay any price for you to restore this man. And the rain was heavy outside. Oh, I said, that's your rain. And I went outside. I didn't even care about my phone. I was communicating with the wife on the phone. I was talking to her on the phone. I was praying. And I laid down outside there. Inside the rain. And the rain beat me. And I said, Lord, this is my price. Restore this man for me. You don't want to put a sacrifice on the altar. You want God to respond?
Oh, down.
You see us praying for hours.
Six hours
we are praying. You thought we are stupid? No. We are doing something in the spirit. We are transacting with spirit. We are making our altar to be a living one so that there can be divine intervention. That's why prophets don't play with fasting. They keep burning their flesh. Blood. They burn their blood on the altar. And when you become a consistent burner of blood, because that blood is life, you will start interacting with spirit. Your vision becomes clear. Angels speak to you, you hear. Your eyes open in the spirit. You begin to pick signals. Why? Because of the sacrifice upon your altar. You want to change your life? You wake up in the middle of the night. Say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The next thing you heard is
kukuruku.
You are still a joker. See, let me tell you something. God is too busy. Anybody that will get God's attention will show God how desperate he is. He said, you shall seek me. You will find
me.
When you desperately. I think that's Jeremiah 29:12 or so. You are looking for financial breakthrough. Think of what you do. At times it may cost you to sell a land and carry the money. I say, Lord, I put this on the altar. At times, Lord, I empty my account. This is everything I have. But I want a change. Those are the things that make God to change our lives. If you don't offer a sacrifice on the altar, you are going to stay long in this spot. Lord,
Lord, Oluwa.
This money.
Owo yi.
Is meant for my feeding for the next 1 month.
Oshu kan lo ye ki n fi jeun.
This is my salary.
Owo oshu mi re.
I don't know how we are going to survive. But here is my salary. I put it on your altar. Settle this matter. Enough is enough. How can I be earning 20,000 as a salary? And I'm a master degree holder. Take this salary. Lord, I'm waiting for you.
Change.
Anytime you want a change in your life, you must do something radical that will cost you. This is how Abraham entered the covenant of blessing. How much are you willing to sacrifice? Are you desperate for a change? How many of you want your life to be transformed somewhere? How many of you want to succeed? How many of you want to rise in life? How many of you want to become glorious in life? I'm not going to pray on that. All I'm going to ask you is, how desperate are you? Listen.
Bobby.
Somebody is sitting on your file in the office.
And he can't joke already where any.
And you are due for promotion. Don't stress yourself. Stop begging him. What you need to do is to offer a sacrifice on your altar. Say, Lord, today is Friday. Saturday, Sunday, I'm not eating any food.
Ojo Saturday ati Sunday ojo simi o ni je nkan
kan. I will pray until I am tired.
Iba to ba to su mi.
Switch off the phone.
Pa phone re.
Stop watching TV.
Ma wo television ma wo mo mo.
Rest in the place of prayer.
Adura.
And watch how God responds.
Ko bo lo o se da Olorun.
Let me tell you. The reason why God does not respond to you on time.
Idi ti Olorun pick da
Olorun. Is because you are making demand without a sacrifice.
Tori pe o n bere nkan lai rupo.
5 minutes prayer cannot change your life.
Ira wakati maro o le yare
ere pada. This 2020 naira offering you are giving God will not change your life.
Ogun naira ore ogun naira to file o le yaye ere pada.
Can't change your life.
O le yaye ere pada.
Can't. You are too stingy. You are calculating too much. This is my salary. This is my tithe. My tithe is 10,000. My offering will be 500 naira. That's 2,000 in a month. Let's buy food. Let's buy food at home. 30,000.
30,000.
You are praying, oh Lord, promote me.
Owa ni oko Olorun gbe oga.
It's a joke.
Alawa Daniel.
Can I assure you something tonight? Rise up on your feet.
Ide lori ese re.
There is nothing you can change.
Ko si nkan to le yi pada.
In the Old Testament, they will put an animal on the altar before they communicate with God. The New Testament said, present yourself. You yourself. Don't buy goat. Don't buy sheep. Don't buy cow. You yourself. Present yourself. As the living sacrifice. Which means you are the one to be the scapegoat. You are the one to do the fasting. You are the one to do the prayer. You are the one to sow the seed. Can you abandon your comfort in a week to settle your lifetime?
My God.
Some of you, till a prophet tell you that there is death coming, that's when you fast. When last? It's interesting the way we do things. You thought you are relating with human. That's why I told you we are relating with spirit. And the only language they hear in the spirit is what? Sacrifice. if you want divine intervention, pay the price. You want to be like Oyedepo? Pay the price. You want to be like Baba Adeboye? Pay the price. Minutes prayer every day.
Adura wakati ma lojo juma.
Kule yana kaka. And your enemy, this is in daybreak. They went to meeting by 12. They returned back 3:30.
Once those say pade ni agome jina wapade dila agome ta. He was in soon.
And you are snoring.
Wawan hano.
And you say, oh Lord.
Wani olorun.
When is my time?
Ba woni temi.
God say time.
Ana onzo kwe akoko ba o.
He said, Lord, what is my time? God said, time. He said, Lord, once upon a time, God said, time. Nothing will change until you change. Nothing. You can change your life. I promise you tonight. You see, let me tell you.
Yes,
the problem is you have never been desperate. John C. Suleiman said.
Apostle John Suleiman also
said. He said, at times I will not sleep, I will not sit down for 3 days consecutively because I am looking for the anointing that can heal the sick. No food, no water, no sleeping, no kneeling, standing on his feet for 72 hours. And you want to be jealous. You want to say, oh God, the way you raise Joseph Suleiman, raise
me.
What a joke. And a joker you are. Promise you, the affliction of the enemy can stop today. Do you notice that everybody in the Bible that received a total turnaround in the scripture, they say the statement, if I die, I die. If I perish, I perish. Esther said it.
Esther is obey.
Daniel said it.
Daniel is obey.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said it.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
The disciples of Jesus said it.
Oh my, Jesus obey.
Did they perish? No, they can't. How desperate are you for a change? How much of sacrifice do you have on your altar?
Irubo me lo ti se sori pepe re.
I want us to cry tonight. Tonight, I want you to cry. I want to assure you, this you I'm looking at, there are several altars working against your life. You that I'm looking at. Because the proof of this that I'm looking at, it's a proof that this is not the altar of God. In the presence of God, the Bible says there is fullness of joy. So if you are connected to the altar of God, you will see fullness of joy. In you. He can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask. So if there's no answer to your prayers,
we believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.